Hi there. The word for you today is expect great things from God. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 7 verse 12, Then Samuel took a stone and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. As you look back from the end of this year, what do you see? Monuments to failure, wasted opportunities. Hey, I've got good news for you. When it comes to our failures, this is what God, the God of grace and mercy, says. Isaiah 43:25. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Forget your sins, for God has. And when it comes to your wasted opportunities, His word says, Joel 2:25, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. A wise man said, if we do not learn from the past, we are doomed to keep repeating it. It's okay to look back and learn. But if you drive looking in your rearview mirror, sure as you live, you'll end up in a ditch. Whether good or bad, don't get stuck in the past. Listen to this scripture, Ecclesiastes 7:10. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. One of the great dangers of growing old is that sometimes you can become more excited about the past than you are over the future. A lady wrote to a newspaper editor and said, Your newspaper's not as good as it used to be. And he wrote back and quipped, It never has been. Seriously, God says, Jeremiah 29:11, the Living Bible, I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good, to give you a hope and a future. What a promise. God has a plan for you this coming year, so hats off to the past, coats off to the future. Roll up your sleeves, go to work, and this year, expect great things from God.